You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Demolition began Wednesday on the former Roth Steel property as Onondaga County officials celebrate the end of the three-year process to acquiring it. The Industrial Development Agency has already spent $2.3 million cleaning up the facility to transform it into a critical portion of the Loop the Lake Trail and other use consistent with plans for the area. County Legislator Ryan McMahon says the alternative would be repeating the mistakes of yesterday.
You know, success has many authors, and this would have been a disaster if there was a pick and pull on our shoreline. I'm sure all of you have flown in to our community from traveling abroad. You fly right over the lake and you see everything around the lake. To have cars piled up here would have been a disaster. And it took a lot of courage and a lot of hard work from a lot of people together, and I think we're getting a good result.
Onondaga County has plans for a brighter future for the industrial scrapyard. IDA Chair Pat Hogan says the property will be good for the city in both the long and short run.
What's going to happen to the future here is we're going to develop this land. It's going to be part of the Loop of the Lake Trail, and it's going to add and enhance this neighborhood.
Environmental challenges still exist. Officials say they've already removed 25,000 pounds of residue from industrial metal shredders, but County Environmental Director Travis Glazier says existing PCBs or other pollution shouldn't hamper trail progress.
The area where the trailway is going to go did not require a lot of remediation, if any. So the trail itself will act as a cap, even though the area, the levels wouldn't justify a major remedial work.
Environmental concerns will lengthen the process for private developers that might have ideas for future uses of the site. Officials say brownfield grants would likely be available to help. IDA officials are marketing the property and say they have already had interest. For more on this and other local news, you can visit our website. And while you're there, help us reach our fundraising goal by making a quick donation at WAER.org.